Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Chaf Dalet. We're up to two lines from the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks the following Shaila. Back on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, we had a Mishnah where Reb Lezer and Yaakov added another category of Nidrei Zeruzin. Remember, at the beginning of our perek, we said Nidrei Zeruzin are when you have a Mocher and Lokeach, where the Mocher says, I'm not going to go a penny below four dinrim. And the other, the Lokeach, says, I'm not going to pay you a penny more than two dinrim. Eventually, they come together at three dinrim, and everybody, that's not an exaggeration. That's what's called Nidrei Zeruzin, which means to go and... It's called motivating the other person to come and try to settle this negotiation. And since they knew ab initio, which means from the very outset, they knew that they're not going to insist on four and on two, but that their goal, their combined goal is to get to three, it's called Nidrei Zeruzin, and they do not have to go and be matronated. So yesterday in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, I'm going to add another category. A person wants someone to come to his house, lemushal for kiddush, and the person says, I'm not coming. If you're not going to come, never again are you going to have anua from me. That's what he makes such a statement. And guess what? He doesn't come to kiddush. And then the inviter says, oh yeah, I'm so sorry I made that neder. That means he's no longer can go and take any water from me, any seltzer, a piece of chocolate, a piece of cake,
a goulash,
a cookie, etc., etc. So, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that too was just Nidrei Zeruzin. You do not have to be matir neder, and the neder falls away on its own.
Would the castigation by parents to their children also be considered Nidrei Zeruzin? If you do this, I'm not going to do that. And if you don't behave, probably, I'm not taking you here.
Probably. But the Gemara doesn't address it, at least not yesterday and today. Maybe tomorrow. There's always a tomorrow, always a future. You never know. Anyway, so... Exactly right. So now the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu.
Where was Reb Lezer?
Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. He appears in the Mishnah very prominently on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, 23a.
Okay.
You see the Mishnah on the bottom, sort of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov.
Eliezer.
That's what he meant. Anyway, here on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara asks an obvious question. A question that's been bothering you, I'm sure, now for a while. Iboy lehu, pligi rabbanon aleder blezem ben Yaakov oy loy. Is this just blezem ben Yaakov that's saying this additional category of Nidrei Zeruzin? Or do the Chum also agree? And they allow blezem ben Yaakov to be their spokesman. The spokesperson, they would say today, right? So he's the one that's saying on behalf of everybody that this is also Nidrei Zeruzin. Or maybe the Chacham disagree. And if you tell me they disagree, how do we paskin? Do we paskin Bezman Yaakov, Mishnosi Chakavinoki, or do we paskin like the Rabbanon, Azei Freik, the Gemara Shaila, Toshima? The Gemara is going to try to bring three or four rayas as to whether or not the Rabbanon agree or disagree with Bezman Yaakov. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Oimer lachaveiroi, koinim she'eini nehenheloch, im'i atanuita lebincha, kur shalchitim ushtei chovioi shalyai. What is this koinim over here? He says, koinim she'eini nehenheloch, when we say loch, that means mishalcha, I'm not going to have any hanoah from you. I'm swearing that I'm not going to have any hanoah from you. Im'i atanuita lebincha, unless and until you take for your children kor shalchitim ushtei chovia shalyai.
Wheat and wine.
I'm sorry?
Wheat and wine.
Yeah, the wheat and the wine. Now, the kor shalchitim is not just wheat. We're talking about a huge quantity because a kor is 30 sa'ah, which is quite a large amount. Presumably that could support a person or a family for weeks, if not months, because it's such a large quantity, and two large barrels of wine. So what is he telling him? He's telling him that if you do not take from me, if you're not going to take from me this large quantity of food and large quantity of drink, then I'm not going to take anything from you. Which means, I'm not going to take anything from you unless you take from me. What happens? And the other person did not go and take the kor shalchitim and the shtechavi shalyayin. So now, I'm stuck. I'm not allowed to take anything from him because he didn't take from me. he is able to be matir this neder without having to go to the chacham. Why and when? Because he can go and respond. That is the person that did not take the kor shalchitim and the shtei chavir shalyayin. He can go and say, klum amarta el bishvil kvoidi. I know the reason why you said that you want me to go and take this huge largesse of chitim and yayin. You wanted to go and give kuvit to me. How would you give kuvit to me? Explains the Ran, that people are going to say, wow, this chushavid, Mr. John Smith, went and gave such a largesse to Mr. Jones. It must be that Mr. Jones is a chushav guy, because this Mr. Smith doesn't every day of the week give those types of large presents to people, so the recipient must be choshev. And therefore, people will now say, oh, wow, I heard that you received this largesse. You must be a real important, dignified, distinguished individual. So you're only doing it for my covet. And therefore, he says to him, klum amartel b'shvil kvaydi, zeu kvaydi. My covet is even greater when people hear that you offered me this great present and that I turned you down. They say, well, see, a person, he himself must be a person of means. He can go and turn down such a large present. And the Rush adds another reason why he can say that this is kvaydi, because after all, we know it says in the Pasuk, soine matonis yichya. So he said, it's my covet that not only I thank you for giving me this offer of this tremendous, tremendous present, but I want to live. So therefore, it's a bigger covet for me that people will say, ah, not only did someone want to be mechabed him and give him this huge present, but he had the presence of mind to go and decline to go and take those presents, because he said, I'd like to go and live a long life, and that's why soine matanas yichya.
Is there any importance to that?
Yes, there is. Even though the Gemara used the expression bincha, the Rush tells us he didn't really mean bincha, he really meant him himself, but this was just another way of showing additional covet. If you look at the very first Rush here on the right-hand side, you don't have to rush to see it, it's there, right in front of you. It's possible to say, I want you to go and take this big matana for you. Yeah, take it for your family, take it for your kids. They could perhaps use the extra support. You have a bunch of emiklach, and maybe they can go and use all the... that's a different story. So that's why he uses bincha, but it really means for you.
It's like having your son serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, as it were.
I have no idea what you're referring to. I have no idea what you're referring to. Oh, come on. That's exactly right.
He's the father, yeah.
Okay, he's just trying to...
You've been censured.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate.
Okay. Whatever it is. Okay.
No, anyway, Gemara is mechaven for what goes on in our world.
Yeah, for sure. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashamash. Anyway, what do we see from this fantastic story about the person that said, "I'm not going to have hanoah from you unless you take hanoah from me, or you and your family, you and your children take hanoah from me"? What does it say in that Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you don't have to go and ask a chacham, you can be matir as nidroi al yedei atzmai. Shiyoch aloyim aloy, he can go and tell him, klima marta v'shul kvayt, zehu kvayt. So the Gemara is now medayik. Tama di omre zehu kvayt. The reason why this neder goes away and is annulled is because the potential recipient said, I thank you, it's very thoughtful of you, very gracious, but I don't need it, and sayinu matanas yichya, and I'm not taking. So under those circumstances, it says in that Mishnah, then although the person, the invitor, the person that wanted to be the benefactor, who said, unless you take from me X, Y, and Z, we're saying that that koinim goes away because, in fact, there's been a kiyum, there's been a fulfillment of his neder. The whole purpose of the neder was that he's insistent that the recipient take that big present. He said, I got the present. In other words, I'm happier not receiving the present because that'll even add further esteem and covet and dignity to me that I turned down the present because of Sein Matanis Yichya. So therefore, the benefactor doesn't have to be upset that the person didn't take. After all, he got covet and perhaps even more covet as a result of his actions. And therefore, the koinim goes away. So it says Gemara, but it's only because of this context and this explanation. If we're not for that, neidru, then l'chayre, it would have been a good neidr. In other words, if the potential recipient couldn't use this justification for not receiving the present by saying, this is even a greater covet for me, so without that, it sounds like the neidr would be chal, it would be effective. Mani. So who is the author of this Mishnah? Even without this pshetel, by him saying, I know you want to mechaben me, but it's even bigger covet for me. Even without that, the fact that the first person said, but the reason why I'm not going to have anor from you is unless you have anor from me, that of course is going to be mezarizim to motivate the other person to go and take the kol shalchita, to take the present, because otherwise, from now on, I'm never going to have any more hanor from you. I'm never going to come to your kiddush. I'm never going to come to your house. I'm staying away from you. That's nidri's room. That's to go and motivate the person. So, kuntra blez ben Yaakov, I don't need this whole explanation. Cover the him, cover the hair. The whole thing is Nidri's Ruzin, and the Chayre, it falls away. L'chayre have arrived from this, that the Rabbanim disagree with our Reb Lezer and Yaakov from yesterday's Mishnah, and that Rabbanim would hold that this is a binding neder, and you would have to go to a Bezdin, you'd have to go to a Chochem to go and be Matir. It's only because I have this explanation that this is Eukvoidi, and I'm getting even more Kavoid. Only because of that, that's why the Mishnah used the expression, you can be matter the neder without having to go to a chacham because of this kvoidi explanation. But without that, then you'd in fact have to go to a chacham, and you'd have to be matter neder. Why? It's nidre's ruzin. It's a great array that the Rabbanan argue with Rebbeinu ben Yaakov. Everything more known, lo'ilam Rebbeinu ben Yaakov, really that Mishnah can go according to Rebbeinu ben Yaakov. Umoid Rebbeinu ben Yaakov, hi, the nidre have Blazim and Yaakov says that this is really not your classic case of a Nidrei Zeruzin, but rather this could have been deemed to be a real full-fledged Neder. Why the Amalei, the person that is the benefactor who's making the Neder, he's saying, Loi kalbo ana de mishanina minoch v'loi mishanis minoi. In other words, what the Gemara is saying, that there seems to be a background to this. Because after all, you don't normally give away this type of present of a kor shel chita mishtei chov yishal yayin. Muzdach zayin, that this person in the past has had hanoah from the other guy. And that's why the benefactor says to recipient, you know, what are people going to say about me? That I'm not subsashnor? People keep on giving and giving and giving me and giving me and giving me and giving me. I have to go and reciprocate. I also have to go and give. I'm not going to take anything more from you unless you take from me this great largesse. And then people say, okay, now it's finally balanced. He's been taking from him for days, weeks, months, and years. And now he's giving him back in kind. So therefore, says the Gemara, it could be that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov would agree that this is not just Nidrei Zeruzin, but he really means this neder. And he's saying, it's got to come to an end. I've already received from you 12 presents, and you've never taken anything from me. If this doesn't end right now, this is a real bona fide neder. And therefore, you cannot just say, well, Nidrei Zeruzin falls away, automatic. So why, in fact, don't you have to go and be matter neder over here, al pi chacham? Because you have that that second reason. I know the reason why you're telling me that you insist that I go and take this stuff. Because of my COVID, I got plenty of COVID, Baruch Hashem, by declining receiving your present. So because of that, that's the pretext to be able to go and say you don't need to do a full-fledged Atar Sadar. But without that, it could be a blessing when Yaakov would say, no, you have to be Mataneda because this is bona fide. This is not just he's saying it to motivate the other person. He feels guilty. People are going to say, hey, I'm like a dog. I only get from you, and you never take from me. You got to take from me, etc. Yes, sir.
Can you clarify the proviso in the neder that would render it not necessary to have a chacham be annul it?
Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what your question is.
Meaning, what in the wording of the neder would specify that it wouldn't require a chacham to annul it?
Okay, so Before we get to our Gemara, what I think you're really getting back to is Nidrei Zruzin. Nidrei Zruzin, back on Daf Chof Amud Beis, we had a Mishnah that said that the four categories of Nidorim, which basically...
You don't need to go to a Chacham.
You don't need to go to a Chacham, exactly. Right, okay. You have a Chacham who tells us you do not need to go to a Chacham.
Right.
And the first of those four is called Nidrei Zruzin. Nidrei Zruzin means Nidorim, which you're not really saying because you really mean to make a neder, right, but you just want to motivate the other person to do X, Y, and Z, and that's why I'm throwing in this neder.
It's expeditious.
Expeditious. Good. The case that was given back in the Chof Amud Beis when you had a negotiation between a Moicher and a Mager, when the Moicher said, I'm not going to go and take your money for this Mekach, he's selling him this bottle of seltzer, and he says, I'm not going to go and take your money and have Hanoah from it unless you pay me a minimum of 4 dinrim. And the other guy says, I'm not going to have Hanoah from your seltzer unless I have to pay 2 dinrim or less. I'm not going to pay a penny more than 2 dinrim.
They're bargaining.
They're bargaining, but each one is reinforcing their bargaining power and their
position,
negotiating tactic and position by throwing in a neder and saying, not only am I telling you I'm not going to take a penny less than 4, if I took a penny less than 4, the money that you're going to give me would be usur to me forever. I would never have any hanoah from that money. I'm making an oath not to have any hanoah from that money. That money is going to be usur alike. Good. Said the Mishnah, ultimately he makes this neder of the 4. The other one says, I'm not going to pay you more than 2. They both made nedarim. They ultimately both agreed to 3. So now you would think, okay, now both of them have to go to the rabbi to go mimata the neder. Because he says, I'm not going to have a no from the 3. I'm not going to have a no from anything less than 4. Not even 3.99. It's got to be at least 4. And he agreed to 3. And the other person says, I'm not going to pay you more than 2. And he made a neder. And he eventually paid 3. So didn't they both make nidorim? Don't they have to be matir neder? So the Gemara calls that nidrei zruzin. Nidrei zruzin means nidorim which are not really meant to be binding oaths to go and prohibit me from eating or taking hanoah, but rather it was just to motivate the other party to go and move closer and to settle.
But doesn't the Torah say specifically about nidorim, don't make a ned like, you know, you're supposed to hold, you know, it's very strict as far as people, so...
The Gemara is not encouraging people to make nidorim of this kind. It just says, if a person were to make such a neder, does he have to go to the Chacham or the Bezin to be matter the neder? Says our Mishnah, it is not necessary, because although it sounded like a neder to me, and in fact I have a tape recording, and he said it's an oath, and he prohibited himself, but bottom line is, he didn't have his heart in it. It's what the Mefarshim call, Ein Piv V'Liboy Shoven. He used the term oath, but he didn't really mean it. So why did he say it? Because this is the derech masu matan. This is the way people negotiate deals when there are no fixed prices. So we don't necessarily recommend that he do that, but if he did it, it's not a binding oath. The Blezim and Yaakov now extended this one further yesterday in the Mishnah to go and say if a person wants to motivate someone to come to his house or come to his kiddush, he said to him, if you don't come to my kiddush, I'm never going to give you any more hanoah. That's the end of it. It's my red line. You better come to the kiddush. Otherwise, from now on, no more hanoah. I'm sorry?
Ultimatum.
An ultimatum, good. And he added in the ultimatum a form of a neder. And guess what? And the guy did not show up for kiddush the next day. And now the person says to himself, if I made a neder, not to have a no, what's going to be? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, that was also just a motivational neder. He didn't really mean it with his full pevelev. He just meant to motivate the other person. That's why he threw in the neder. But it's not considered to be a binding neder, according to Blezim and Yaakov. So today the Gemara asks, what do the Rabbanan hold? Do they agree with the Blezim and Yaakov that this is also a form of the Dizruzin or not? And the Gemara thought we had a clear-cut raya, because this Mishnah requires the very sophisticated explanation about you wanted to give me COVID, I have COVID, but otherwise it would have been a neder, you would have to be matzah neder. Says he, well, no, it could go even to Blezim and Yaakov, because Blezim and Yaakov here would hold that this is a real, real bona fide neder. Why is a real bona fide neder? Because he says, I don't want to have the reputation of being like a dog, only on the receiving end, not on the giving end. So you must, It's about time. It's been 20 years now. I've been pushing you. You got to take from me this Kor Shalchita Moshiach of the Shulchayim. If not, I'm going to ask this forever and ever and ever. We can't get on like this. And ultimately, he did not take from the Kor Shalchitim Chavishul Yayin. So the Neder should be binding, even according to the Blazer Ben Yaakov, says the Gemara. But because of this explanation about Kvoidi, the only reason why you're saying that is because you want to be Mechavin me, Shkoyach for the COVID. My not taking it is even a greater COVID. People say, oh, see, such a chosh of a man, she wants to give him a big present. He declined it, Sayin Matanis Yechia. Does his Zayin COVID.
It's similar to when a woman gives an important person Shavapruta, a kavod of, kind of like it flips, things flip, as it were, you know what I'm suggesting?
I know exactly what you're suggesting. For the benefit of those that do not know what Barry's suggesting is a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, that even though when you're making a marriage proposal, the husband, the chosin, has to go and give money to the kala. Today we don't give money, we go and give a ring. And what happens if instead the kala gives to the chosin? So, nothing, it's meaningless. It's a chosin has to go and give to the kala. However, the Gemara says that if the chosin is a ish mechubid ma'id, a very, very important person in the community, that doesn't normally go and take money or rings from anybody, the fact that he takes it from her, she is so gratified. Wow, did you hear that Mr. This, Rabbi this, Professor that, Doctor this, took a present from me? Me, nothing. The hanoah that she received, that he received a present, that in itself, with that, she would be mekudeshes, because she has received hanoah from the fact that the other one received that present from her. That's what you're referring to. Good. Toshima. So let's try to bring yet another ayah. Here we're trying to prove, do the Rabban agree with the Blaz Ben Yaakov or disagree? Now we have a reverse situation.
Right.
Person says to his chaver, Koinim sha'ata nanis li, im i'ata nuisin libni, kor shalchitim ushtei chavye shal yai. He's saying to his chaver, Koinim sha'ata nanis li, I don't want you to have any more hanoah from me unless you go and give a kor shalchitim ushtei chavye shal yai. You got to give either to me or to my son, to my family, right, this kor shalchitim. Right. Otherwise, that's over. I'm not going to give you any more hanoah. No more hanoah from me unless you give me this wonderful largesse, this wonderful present. Bach adds the word osir achiyitin. This is a binding neder until he in fact gives it. If he doesn't give it, then it's all over. He can no longer have hanoah. This is similar to the earlier case that here too, you don't have to go to the chacham. I can be matan neder with out the benefit of the chacham. She yochel loimar, he can go and say, hareini ki'ilu hiska balti. He can go and say, you know what? I accept it as if you gave me this large present. In other words, we started off by saying, he says to the chaver, koidim sha'atan endlessly, you're not going to have any more hanoah from me unless you go and give me or give my mishpacha this nice large present. And ultimately, he didn't get the present. So the chayra, the neder should be effective. The answer is, he can go and say, you know what, I thought about it, even though you didn't give me the present, I deem it and consider it as if you gave me the present. I accept the non-present as if it was a present.
Usually when you give something, you deem something as something else in halacha, there has to be something there,
yeah,
that transpires. We deem the blood as water on the mizbeach, mm-hmm, or something. We deem this as this. Here, nothing's changing hands.
Gunished.
How can we deem a something as being given if nothing...
Gotcha. So look at the Ran. Ran is about five lines before the wide lines. Hareini kiyu hiskabalti, mefarish imperet mishachsoi, dahay netama, mishum del havocha didei ichaven. I know the reason why we're talking about this, that I want you to go and give me this present, because I want harvocha. Harvocha means I want things to be comfortable, I want it to be luxury, it shouldn't just be betzimtzum, everything exactly narrow, or Hashem, that should be harvocha. V'hola yitzrich, and now having thought about it, I don't really need it anymore. Maybe because he got a present from somebody else. Maybe he won the lottery. Maybe his great-grandmother passed away and left him a Yerusha. He says, Baruch Hashem, I no longer need it. Until now, I was insistent that I made that neder that you have to go and give me something. You got to go and give me a kor shalchitim, shlechavi shal yayin. But now, Baruch Hashem, things are much better off. I just got a new job. I'm making a nice salary. Kilis kabalti, I'm fine. I no longer need it. And based on that, then his neighbor goes away. So that's the lashon of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Taim di Oma Hareini kilis kabalti. It's only because of the fact that we have this explanation that he can go and say, kilu. Halav hachi, but if I wouldn't have this justification, then I would say neder, that it is a real binding neder, and you do have to go to a chacham. So to your money, who is the author of this Mishnah? Ir blezer min Yaakov, nidriz ruzenhava. Without this kilu hiskabalti, any time a person uses this type of expression, koidim shatan, endlessly, unless you do this, you take this, you give this, all the rest, isn't that just for the purpose of motivating the other person to, I really mean it, yeah, I'm making an oath, I want you to do it. But if the person doesn't do it, then the neder falls away automatically because the neder is rusim. So why do I have to come on to ke'ilu hiskamalti? Elab l'chayitz Rabban. Upligin, the Rabbanan, in fact, disagree with the Blazman Yaakov. And they hold that there is no case of Nidri Zruzin in this type of circumstance. There isn't the case of the Mocher and Lokeach with the negotiations and the four and the two. There you do have. But not in the case of motivating person to come to me for Kiddush or to give me this present. That's all motivational types of Nidarim. And those Nidarim, we said, the Chacham were Matir and say is Gunish. But you see over here that Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. It's only because of the Kilu Hiskabalti. But without that, it would be a bona fide neder. Elav Rabbanan, please, the Chayav arrived. Rabbanan, in fact, disagree with Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. And they don't hold of Nidri's Ruzin in this type of case. But don't lie, you have no right. Oh, it could be Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. But might Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov behind the Nidra Hava, that it is a neder. Why? I am not a melech. In other words, I'm not a Rockefeller. I'm not a Moshe Reichman that constantly just goes and gives to others and others and others and others and nobody gives anything back to me. In other words, this is the reverse image of the earlier case at the top. What was the case at the top? The case at the top was, I don't want to have any more hanoah from you unless you go and have hanu'ah from me. Because if you're going to constantly be giving me, giving me, giving me, I'm constantly going to receive, receive, receive. I'm so embarrassed that I'm always on the receiving end and you are always on the giving end. I want you to receive something too. Other people, otherwise I consider myself like a dog, always taking, 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 and never giving, giving. Here is the other way around. Here he's telling him, he's saying to him, I don't want you to have any more hanoah from me unless you give me something. Because I've been constantly been on the giving end. I give you every single week. I give you this and I give you that. I give you a free challah. I give you a piece of kugel. I give you children. And I give you fish. And you've never ever given anything to me. Who do you think I am? You think I happen to be King Tut? That I have billions of assets that I keep on giving, giving, giving? I want to be in the receiving end sometime too. So even Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov would hold that the reason why he said this is not just to motivate the other person, but really from the depth of his heart, he felt very strongly about this neder. The only way then that this neder doesn't go, goes away, is not because it goes away automatically. It's not a nidri's ruzen. He really meant it. I'm not Malkin. I can't just be on giving, giving. I have to receive from time to time too. So what's the reason why you don't have to go to a bezin to go and be matan neder? Oh, the reason is, because he can go and say, circumstances have changed, and Baruch Hashem, I've received from other sources, or I've just had a change of mind or change of mood. Baruch Hashem, I'm fine, I don't need anything from you, and everything is great, and everything is fine. But it's only because of that Kielis Kabalti. Without that, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said, it's not an Israel's reason. I don't want people to think that I'm the Melech, that I'm the ultimate benefactor for the whole region. No, no, no. People got to know that it's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. I'll give, but you have to give me, etc. Zhok di Gemara Vaitza, so the Maisa, we don't have a raya from that case either. So Omali Mark Shishbarir of Chizlar Vashi, Toshim, I have another raya. And this raya goes now to the fourth category of the Nidorim that do not require het. And Nidorim, that's the Nidrei Oinsin, right? We have the Nidrei Zeruzin, the Nidrei Havoi, the Nidrei Shogigin, or Shkogos, and then Nidri Onsen. So give me an example of Nidri Onsen. Toshima. Nidri Onsen. Hey diroi chaveroi shiyoichel etzloi, v'cholahu, oi cholabenoi, oi shakovei nohar. What is the situation? You have over here that you have again the invitor and the invitee. And the invitor says to the invitee, I want you to come and eat with me and my home. And the invitee goes and he says, no. If you're not going to come and eat in my home, no more hanah. Forget about it. We make it this. And then, so the other person saw he's pretty strong about this, and he in fact intended to come to that person's home for kiddush or for a meal. And what happened? V'cholahu, Rachman Litzlan, the invitee, got sick. Aychol benoy, or one of his children got sick. Aychakovinor, the ferry broke down, and the maisa, he missed the meal, he missed the kiddush, he missed the party, he couldn't make it. So what's that called? That's Nidri Onsen. After all, when the invitor, here's the invitee, couldn't make it, so then why did I make the neder? You know, the whole neder was for the purpose of getting him to come. And he intended coming, and he was going to come. And the only reason why he didn't come was because of the sudden oinus that someone got sick, or the ferry broke down, or whatever it was. The Zoktimura Halav Hachi, without those, I don't want to say excuses, without those
extenuating circumstances.
What's your famous, the Bohak one? The
barring any unforeseen circumstances.
Barring any unforeseen circumstances. So same thing over here. The unforeseen circumstances unfortunately materialized. What can you do? So what's the situation now?
What if the one party made the vow, lives in New York, and the other party lives in California?
Yeah.
That's sort of like putting a stumbling block before the blind. You know, that's a long way to go.
Yes, I agree with you. So normally the person would not go and swear the other person that you have to come to Kiddush to me tomorrow morning if he knows that if he walks, it's going to go and take him about 3 years to get there.
Thinking in terms of Nader, so what about Yiftach with his daughter? Why couldn't he get the
He's criticized for not doing that.
Yeah, why didn't he?
Because he had the cover, it was a cover issue.
The Kohen Gadol
should come to me and I shouldn't have to go to him.
But we had in Ksuvus a few not long
it's
ago.
His own daughter.
A man that's says, a "Here's your get if I don't come back in 30 days," and the ferry broke down.
Right.
And we say it's a good get because you can come back. Why do we not allow onus by getting, but we do?
We can get to the sugya. We only bring this now right for Agda. In the meantime, anyway, so getting back to Agda Maris, Gemara says that the reason why this neder is not chal, that you don't even need a hetter nedarim, because it's an obvious oinus. There was an accident, if you will. These unforeseen circumstances materialize, and therefore, os neder. You don't have to do about the neder. Mashiach came. Exactly. But that we are expecting. But had not been for these extenuating circumstances, neder. Again, money. Forget about the extenuating circumstances. Nebuch, somebody got sick, and the ferry broke down. Forget about it. Anytime you invite somebody else, invites an invitee, and makes a neder, you better come, otherwise I won't have enough from me, you won't have enough from you. It's all to motivate the other guy. By definition, those nedarim are not chal, if the person is not mekayim the neder. Why? Because it was only motivational. So for 18 months, what do I need this oinsa business? That it's going to Rabban. Upli and I see from this Rabban disagree, and they hold no. In this case, had it not been for the extenuating circumstances, if the person said, no, I'm not coming, and he didn't come, then in fact the neder would have been chal after all. Oh, is the charai that Rabban disagree with the blazer man? Yaakov. It's more now. The oilam, it's a blazer man. Yaakov. Umisav is the adre mizamna lizmina. Loid zmina adre le mizamna. What does that mean? The mezamna means the invitor. The zmina means the invitee. We had assumed that the pshat in that Mishnah is just like the pshat that we had yesterday in yesterday's Mishnah, that the invitee seems to be dragging his feet. He doesn't want to come. I can't make it. I'm on a diet. I'm so sorry. And therefore the invitor to go and put teeth into his invitation, he says to him, listen, if you don't come tomorrow to Kiddush or to my meal that I invited you to, then I'm going to go and ask myself on you, or you're going to ask on me. But the point is, he made such a strong iser. And then that's what Rebbe Zman Yaakov calls a motivational type of neder, nidrei zeruzin, that if the person ultimately does not come, you don't have to be maternated. So Zimara, no, that was not the background of our situation over here. The background was the invitee was asking the invitor for an invitation. He says, you know what, we happen to be neighbors for the last 20 years, and I heard that your wife makes the best kegel in town. I've never had a chance. Please, I would like you to go and invite me to come to your meal. And the person said, okay, I agree. Are you saying that from the depth of your heart, or are you just saying that because you want to get me out of the way? And sure, come on, you don't really want. I'm telling you, the invitor says, I make an oath that if you don't come for the kegel tomorrow, that's all over. You'll know, no longer you should have enough from me, I shouldn't have enough from you. So therefore, this is not the type of neder that we thought that the invitor is trying to motivate the invitee to come. As far as he's concerned, he didn't even invite the invitee in the first place. It's the invitee that asked him for the invitation, and then he said, okay, I invite you. Do you really mean it? Sure I mean it. I'll make an oath. So this is not a motivational type of oath. So therefore, that's why Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would say, this is a real neder, and the only way the neder falls away is if we had those unforeseen extenuating circumstances.
But that's not the language that the Tashma that says. You should come and meet and eat by Shiochel Etzlo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ambiguous enough to say we can reinterpret it with this fact?
It's not ambiguous at all. This is now the neder post the initial discussion. Let's go back to the Gemara. When Yaakov Misavasi Adri Mizamna Lizmina, do you think that the Mizaming was the one that originally invited the invitee, and therefore he put teeth into his invitation by throwing in the neder to try to motivate him to come? Why? Tizmina Adri Limnizamna. It's the invitee that caused the mazmin, the invitor, to make the neder. How did he cause him to make the neder? The omale, because the invitee said to the invitor, Mizamnis lila sudasech, would you mind inviting me to your suda? I'd love to join you. Omale, and yeah, yes, absolutely, you're invited to come on in. Neder ze olecha, are you willing to go and strengthen this with a neder? The noder, and he said to you, oh yeah, I make you a neder. Absolutely, I really mean it. I want you to come, and if you don't come, don't bother coming for the rest of your life, or I won't come to you for the rest of my life. In other words, he made such a neder. So now, it wasn't to go and motivate him, it's just to go and say, yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Prove his sincerity.
Exactly. So, Timura, and what happened? Benoda, he made the neder. Unfortunately, these were the unforeseen, extenuating circumstances. But it wasn't Nidre's reason, because the invitor was not trying to motivate the invitee. He was just trying to show him, yes, I mean it sincerely.
Nidre also don't need any hataras.
Right, that's what that mission is
telling.
Right, so I see.
That was the Gemara's kasha. Okay. It's only because the extenuating circumstances, that's why you don't need hataras hataras. But other than that, you would. This is a motivational, this is a Nidre's reason, it's a harayla. Like that there's a chacham that this Rebbe Yaakov said, no, it's Rebbe Yaakov, but it's not talking about he's motivating, he's just trying to go and show the depth of the sincerity of the invitation. If the other person doesn't come, nope, I didn't initially intend having him anyway. He wanted to come, fine, I'm delighted that he comes, but if he didn't come, he didn't come. So anyway, that's why it's Nidri Ointzin, not Nidri Zruzin, Toshima. And this is the final case that the Gemara is going to bring as Raya. Yes, Ral Kain, Omre Blezman Yaakov. Blezman Yaakov said even more than what we said in the Mishnah yesterday. Meaning that Blezman Yaakov yesterday already told us about this Nidri Zruzin. I have yet another example, says Blezman Yaakov. Oimel Chaver, a person says to his Chaver, Koinim Sheni Neneloch. Koinim, I put on an iser that I shouldn't have anoa from you. If you don't come as a guest in my house, and you're going to eat with me paschama, warm bread. In other words, fresh bread that's straight out of the oven. Ah, machaya, delicious. You're going to go and drink a nice warm cup of coffee or whatever. Tea. And the other person says, no, I'm not going to do it. These are all to Nidrei Zruzin, but the Chum disagreed. Now, the question over here, what's the Af Eilu Nidrei Zruzin? Isn't this the exact example of yesterday?
Right.
Where he said in the Mishnah, Nochemu Dezel Vemasa, he said, Af Aroitzel Hadris Chaveiroi, Shioichel Etzloi, he's pushing his Chaver to come to eat with him, and he says, if you're not going to come and eat with me, then don't ever have any Hanoah. If you look at the Lashon of the Mefarish yesterday, you're never going to have any more Hanoah from me. If you don't come to eat with me, that's called Nidrei Zruzin. So now what did he say over here? Here it's a little bit different. Here in the case of the Mishnah was, you're not going to have any more hano'ah from me. Here he's saying, koyne shani neret l'cha, I'm not going to have any more hano'ah from you. Unless you come to me and eat paschama and koyschamen and all the rest. So this is also nidrei zruzim. Now why, what's the chiddush? Why is this any different manishtana from yesterday's to today's? So the Ran explains that this case is similar to the first case at the top of the Amud. If you remember, at the very top of the Amud, we said, I'm not going to have any more hano'ah from you unless you go and take from me the hano'ah of the kor shel chitim sheichov shel yayin. So why was there a svara that this is not nidrei zruzim? Gemara says, because what you consider me to be a dog, you want me to have the reputation in the community as a person just takes and takes and takes and takes and never gives and gives and gives. Therefore, I'm not going to take anything more from you unless you take something from me. Aha. So, the Gemara said, that's not nidrei zruzim, according to Blezim and Yaakov. That could be that he really sincerely meant it because he didn't want to have the reputation of being a caliph. So now, this case, in fact, is that type of case. Because he's telling him over here, I'm not going to accept anything more from you unless you finally, unless you come to me and get some hanoah from me. I've been your guest now already for the last 12 Shabbosim, and you never come to me. I want you to come to me as well. Because otherwise, I'm going to feel like a caliph, only on the taking end, receiving end, and never on the giving end. And says the Ran, we see from this Gemara now that what the Gemara said on the top of the Amud was just a dichoy. In other words, we thought we could go and for inference, I don't have a right that that's an abundant that disagree with religion. Even Rabbi Ben Yaakov could have held that that's a real bona fide neder, and the only way to get out of the neder, it wasn't an automatic annulment, is only because he said it's ritual kvaidi, and this is kvaidi, because people say sain matanas yechia, and this is my covet, etc., etc. Now the Gemara is saying, from this Mishnah, this Braisa, we see that Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov is very, very much of the opinion that even this would be nidrei zruzim, even though this is a quote unquote a kelev type of situation where he says, I'm no longer going to go and take hanoah from you unless one time you come to me. So at least there's some balance. Okay, I've been with your house 12 times. At least come to me one time, two times. Epis. That's also called nidrei zruzim. That's why he says af elu. Because this case, although you could have said that this is perhaps the kelev situation at the top of the Gemara, that even Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov would agree, no, this is also nidrei zruzim, and therefore you do not have to be matane. But the Chum disagree. So my loy hoy chum, what does that mean the Chum didn't agree? Lav dafilu bikamaisa, l'choyre, not only in our case, but even in the earlier case, ushma mina pli rabban alei. Just by the fact that it says over here, the loy hoy lechachum, I see the Chum disagree with Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. That the Gemara says that afila bekamaisa is a bissel shver. What's the raya? Maybe only over here lehoidu lechachamim, because this is like the Gemara said before, the kelev case, that he really, really meant it with sincerity. Forget about it. I'm no longer going to have any more hanoah from you unless you come at least once to my house, at least once to eat some kiddush, do something. I just can't. I can't be on the receiving end forever. So maybe only in that case, and not in our case. And in fact, if you look at the last line of the Ran on the Umbet Aleph, there is in fact a totally different girsa. You see the last line, v'dachinen loy bibas raisa. It's only in this case that the Chum disagree. Kloyim bibas raisa. Who the blig rabban av kamaisa loy? In the kamaisa, they taka do not disagree, and they agree with Rebbe Lezim and Yaakov, and there is no machloikis. It's only this bas raisa. What I'm telling you, Rabbi Say, is that there are two nuschois. Our Gemara has another nusach, like the Ran continues. So that's the gears in our Gemara, that the Rabbanan disagree with Blezim and Yaakov, and they hold this is not called Nidrei Zruzim. But according to this first girsa that the Ran brings, it's just the other way around. That in fact, I'm saying only in this Bas Raisa do the Chachamim disagree, but in the Kamaisa, meaning the Gemara, the Mishnah, Dav Chav Gimel, there they agree with Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. It's only Bas Raisa, but Kamaisa like. What's the difference again between Bas Raisa and Kamaisa? Because in our case, we can go and say it's not your typical motivational nidrei zeruzin, but rather he meant it sincerely because he doesn't want to be on the receiving end all the time and never on the giving end. Anyway, so in fact, according to our Girsa, there is a concrete raya after these three or four attempts. We have brought a final raya that the Rabbanan do disagree with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. But again, there's another Girsa that we do not have a raya even from here. But Frank, what might happen?
In a concept, you would say Reb Lezer ben Yaakov was right. It is a motivation.
To motivate me, 100%.
But the common thinking is it's really not, it's not considered.
So let me ask you a question. Why does it say Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Vayber? Since the first Mishnah in the Perek was a Stam Mishnah, there was right. No name, so why don't you continue on? What's in Nidri Zuzan? Keitza, Nidri Zuzan Keitza, Hoyimoycher Chayfitz, Vioid, another case, Haferoit, Vahadar is Chabere, that's all to Nidri Zuzan.
Why do they introduce Reb Lezer ben Yaakov?
It sounds like it's a Yochid that says it.
Right, it sounds like, I'm trying to understand the
The Svar is behind it.
The Svar is behind the Chacham, because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kabinaki, and it seems like he's got. It's a very
sound reasoning.
Yeah. So the answer is because the Chacham said, the Chacham of the Mishnah say that under normal circumstances, as we know, a person makes a neder, it's binding, and the only way you can be mechal the neder is if you go to a bezdin to go and be mata the neder. But there are four exceptions. So the Chacham say, don't make these exceptions so with such large holes that an elephant can go through. You got to go and narrow it. Case of the narrowing would be your typical negotiation on 47th Street, where you want to go and buy a diamond. There is no Rappaport report, and so therefore, what's the value? I won't take anything less than 10,000. I'm not going to pay you more than 8,000. Eventually, they come to a deal at 9,000. This is a daily event that happens in those markets. So that's just Nidri Zeruzin. But inviting someone to the house, and then you're going to tell me any time that you have any discourse between Reuven and Shimon, between invitor and invitee, that all of those Nidorim go poof. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, people should have to be careful about Nidorim. Let them ask a shayla. Anyway, so the Chum might disagree, and according to our Nusach, our gear, something more than fact, the Chum do disagree. And now the question is, how do we paskin? My havi Allah toshimadi mafunim halacha kereblazer ben Yaakov. Chenomer rabbi barahava halacha kereblazer ben Yaakov. That these are in fact motivational nedarim, and you do not have to be mataneder after all. And now with that, we have concluded the first of the four categories, and now we're going on to category number two, which is the nidri havoi. Nidri havoi, back on daf chof, we learned it. The Ran said that means tzizgunish. It's klum. What was the exact lashon? He said, "Neder she'inu klum." In other words, it's nonsense. It's zero. It's nothing. Havoi can also be translated as an exaggeration. And in fact, the first case of the Mishnah is the exaggerated case. Neder havoi, ketzad, what type? Amar koinim alidri isi baderech hazeh koinim mitzrayim. You know the traffic that I went today on the George Washington Bridge? That traffic, it felt like there were 600,000 people there. Come on, that can't be 600,000 people. I'm making an oath, I'm not going to, you see this bottle of seltzer, us or a lie, if I didn't see this morning on the George Washington Bridge 600,000 people, Kaila Mitzrayim. Now, obviously, that's an exaggeration. Now, it doesn't have to be Bader Chazer. You can have normal people that come back from a chasana. How many people the chasana? There must have been 5,000 people the chasana. I can't believe it was so gestimmt. There must have been, with it really. I'm telling you there were 5,000 people. I am saying that this. He may have charged for 5,000. But the point is, he says that this seltzer should be usher alive if there weren't 5,000 people. But in truth, it was a huge crowd. Normally, a regular chasana today is, I don't know, 500 people, 800 people, depending on which circles you go. Wow. But to me, 5,000 people, it wasn't 5,000, this time it was 1,200, 1,500. It really feels bad, but 5,000? Okay, so that's, or you went to Levaya Chas V'Sholem, and you said, well, hundreds and hundreds of people. Every single seat was taken, there were people standing in the back. Then afterwards, you look in the sign in the back of the thing, and it says, this place can hold up to 98 people. So there weren't hundreds of people. There were, okay, it was not 150, it was 120, whatever. You get the idea. The point is that people use these type of exaggeration. There were a million people. You don't really mean a million. So even though he used the term neither, everybody knows he's just using that as hyperbole, just as exaggeration. Therefore, these nidre havoi do not require any type of heter nedar.
In the vernacular, they talk about the fish story, how big a fish.
How big was that?
Daily traffic on the GW is 289,000 cars or something.
Sure.
Plus.
But they're not all at the same time.
But at $13 a pop.
Yes, there was a pile.
At $13 a pop.
Okay.
Anyway, can we continue on? In Loira Isi, now I give you another native. Loira Isi, Nochash, Kikoira's Beis Habad. Now, Poshipshat, that means that I saw a Nochash, a big snake. You know how big the snake was? It was like the Koira, like a beam, in the Beis Habad, in the olive press. Now, to press down the olives, you need this huge beam that has to go down all at one time to squeeze out the olives, to go and get olive oil, and that's what he meant, another exaggeration. That's the Poshipshat. However, the Gemara tomorrow is going to tell us that that's not the Pshat. Why? Because the Gemara is going to tell us that, in fact, in the time of Shavar Malka, there was this huge snake that was able to eat up stables full of tevin of straw and hay. And therefore we see that this is in fact a possibility. This is not the crazy exaggeration that you think. This is possible. Therefore the Gemara tomorrow is going to say, if you want to take a quick look and peek at tomorrow's Chof Hey Amid Aleph, all the way on the bottom, five lines from the bottom, and Lori Isi Nochash Kikoris Besabad, Feloi. Well, who chivya? Chivya is a snake. To have a bishnei shovah malka in the time to shovah malka. Romulei, they gave that snake placer 13 urvisa stable full of tevin uboliyasa, and he ate all of them. You can imagine this must have been some heavy duty snake. Now, probably 13 is also an exaggeration because the number 13 throughout Shas is an exaggerated number. So it wasn't 13. It was only 12. It was only 10. It was only 5. But a stable full of tevin. That's a lot. And therefore, says Yimara, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah, but rather, Omer Shmuel, Bitoruf, Kulu, Bitoruf. What's my Bitoruf? So says the Ran, Bitoruf means that it had Bikoim, Bikoim. It had like cracks in the flesh of the animal, of snake. Frank Yimara, big deal. Kuli Nachshi, Mitruf Tarfi. If you look at snakes and you hold them in your hand, you'll see that when they bend their heads, that you see like little cracks and little.
Scales.
Scale, okay. Scales a little bit fine. Anyway, says Yimura, Agabu Torah Kamrina, around the neck, you're right. When you see that the snake extends its neck, then you see very often that it's pleated, that you can go, that the snake can go and put its head back in and then it looks normal, but it can extend it further. Like an accordion, that's by the neck, but the Gabi on its back, that you never saw. That's nonsense. So therefore, says now our Gemara, getting back to our Mishnah, if a person said, I was walking down the street and I saw a snake. Okay, I see snakes from time to time. No. This was a snake that had such furrows and ridges and cracks in its back, like the Kodesh Beis Habad that has such cracks. Come on, what you're telling is nonsense. There's no such thing. I'm telling you there is, and I'm willing to go and answer this bottle of seltzer on me if I didn't see such a snake.
It's not the size, it's the texture.
It's not only the size and the texture, the way the Ran refers to it, this is not an exaggeration, this is stam a sheker. This is a non-existent entity. There is no such snake that has that type of texture, that type of back, with the cracks and the clit and all the rest.
Okay.
And he's just now trying to solidify his shavua, or his neder, which was not only lashav, but it was a sheker, and he tries to reinforce it by making this oath. That whole thing is ridiculous and nothing to talk about. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, our Gemara. So our Mishnah gave us two examples of the day. Boy, one is an exaggerated neder, and one is a neder of falsehood.
It's a fantasy.
A fantasy neder. So the neder came to reinforce the exaggeration, or to reinforce the fantasy. These nedarim are gushed. Zok Timar Tana, we learned in a brace. And now our gears in the Gemara is Nidre Havoy Mutarin, Shmuas Havoy Asurin. However, the Ran and the other Mepharshim say that that's not the proper gears. In fact, if you see right after Mishnah in the Ran, it says, Kach Shmuas Havoy Mutaris. So really, the Loshen of the brace should be Tana, we learned in the brace, Nidre Havoy Mutarin, and Shmuas Havoy are also Mutarin. Both of them are Mutar. So Kimara, hey chidomi shvuis havoy. Give me an example. Ilaim di omr shvua im loyre isi badere chazeh. In other words, the Gemara is trying to put together a shvua using the same lashon of our Mishnah. Just like he said in the Mishnah, koinim loyre isi badere chazeh, shvuim loyre isi badere chazeh. But right, the Gemara, by koinim, he's pointing to something and he's saying, this container of seltzer should be osir alai imloy reisi. But by Shvu, he's saying, I swear imloy reisi if I didn't see baderech hazeh ke'oyle mitzrayim.
What's the consequence?
What does that even mean? I make a Shvu if I didn't see. If he makes a Shvu, I make a Shvu that I did see. Okay, then he's making a Shvu. He's swearing that he saw something. But he's making a Shvu if I didn't see. Faithim made them come. The word made them means that it's nothing. The chayin is just nonsensical. The words don't even mean anything. So Amar Abaye says, yo, that's what we're talking about. The Amar Shvu, Shireisi, not Shvu imloy reisi, Shvu Shireisi. You know, similar to the Abaye and Rava that we had yesterday, where Abaye says, if it doesn't make sense, you just change the lashon, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Amar Rava, in Kain, Lamali the Meimar. If you're telling me that a person makes a shua, I hear soundly swear on a stack of Bibles and even Havdol Sifrei Torah that I saw yesterday, Oyel Mitzrayim going to the George Washington Bridge here on Broadway, there were 600,000 people walking there. Come on, that's an exaggeration. Maybe there were 50,000 people. Maybe there were 10,000. There weren't 600,000. Says Zuk Timara, Istachat in Kein Lamali LeMeimar. I don't even need the Brisa to go and say that just like Nidre Avoy Mutar, Shvua Sadar, there's no reason to distinguish between one and the other. After all, it's also an exaggeration. We know it's impossible that there were 600,000. So, L'chay Sadova Pasha. V'oy the Dumi Denedek Tani. L'chay have another problem, and that is, aren't we trying to go and say in this Brisa that just like we have the two cases of our Mishnah, I have two cases of an oath as well, he makes such a neder. He makes such a Shvua. But you've only dealt with the first Shavua, the Shavua about the exaggeration. Shavua im that Ra'isi that I saw 600,000. What are you going to go and say? Shavua Shra'isi Nocha Shakur is based upon. You haven't dealt with that case, says Rav. And therefore, Elam Rav. As just like yesterday, Rava wants to be mekayim the text, the integrity of the text, and therefore he says, I asr upon me all the peiros ha'olam, like this bottle of seltzer, I asr on me. In case, if I didn't see the ka'olei Mitzrayim, if I didn't see 600,000 people, and that's the lashon of the shvur that he used, and that's what the brayz means, just like Nidre Avay, same thing shvur Savay. And Omle Ravina Ravashi, Vilma Haigavra, Kina Deshum Shemani Choza, Vaasik Lahoin, Shmo Oyle Mitzrayim, Vishapra Mishtaba. Maybe this person saw an anthill, and he saw ants coming and going into the anthill. Now, if any of you ever seen an anthill, especially you have these little ants, it looks like the millions of ants going and coming and coming, and they're all schlepping a peckle on their backs to be able to give them food.
You know, we had donkeys when we left Mitzrayim. We had donkeys. We didn't schlep it on their backs.
Oh, okay, good. But in the case of the ants are constantly schlepping on their backs all different types of foods and stuff. And says the Gemara, so Dilma Hay Gavra Kina Deshem Shuni Chadam, he saw multitudes of these ants going back and forth. And then he kind of gave his own slang name. He called them, oh, that looks like the Oyel Mitzrayim. If I was standing, if you've ever went to the top of the Empire State Building, you look down below, you look down on all the people and all of the cars going back and forth, it all looks like little ants and look like toy cars because you're so far away. So here too, he saw all of these ants. He says, it looked to me like there were 600,000 Oyel Mitzrayim. He doesn't really mean Oyel Mitzrayim, he's talking about the ants. But that's the name that he gave it, Vishaper Mishtaba. And therefore, maybe what in fact he's saying is Emes. In other words, he's not exaggerating about seeing 600,000 Oyel Mitzrayim, that. But maybe what he's really talking about is the ants over here that he's saying that there are 600,000 ants. They're coming, and sometimes it looks like you had 600,000 ants, because if your house has ever been invaded by ants, and you kill as many as you want to, you get up in a minute later, and you see there's still a whole lot.
Overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed, exactly. So maybe we should go and say that this was not intended to be an exaggerated shvua, but he meant it as the real McCoy.
The Oyel Mitzrayim is the thing that's being revalued.
Yeah, exactly. Amalei, ki mishtaba daita didon mishtaba. When a person makes a shvua, he cannot go and invent his own code terms and making his oaths. The rules and regulations regarding all types of shvuas in the Darim, those are guided by us, and those are legislated by us. By us meaning the Rabbanan in the Talmud, as well as in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Es ki mishtaba daita didon mishtaba. He doesn't have the latitude and the breath to be able to go and say, well, I'm making shvus on my terminology. Don't tell me what to do. In defining what a neder, a shvua is, and defining where I'm required to be matter the neder, we make the rules, not you. When we go and make a shvua, we do not go and authorize or empower a person to go and say, I'm making an emes shvua about ants by calling them oyle mitzrayim. We analyze what he said, not what he thinks in his mind. When he says oyle mitzrayim, he's referring to people, he's not referring to ants, and therefore, that's why we say that this is kishvuis havoi, and it's worthless. Is that really true that when a person makes a shvua, he cannot go and do it al das atzmoi? It has to be al daita tikdon. But tiny have a price. Kishen mashbin oise oimrim loy have yedesh loy al tanai shalibcha anu mashbin oischa el al datainu, which sounds like then a person could in fact be mashbia on his own terms, and therefore we have to go and tell him in advance, don't do that. For the continuation of Mi'atshem that we learn tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you all for listening.